Hey, hey, welcome to the RKS, the Random Knowledge Sesh. It's Rachel, and today we're going to be talking about knowledge and how it applies to the play Oedipus Rex, written by the ancient Greek playwright Sophocles. So here's some background knowledge that everybody in Greece would have known when they went to go see this play. So you should know too to be able to understand the context of this play. So, Oedipus is the son of the king and queen in Thebes. But when he's born, the gods have told him that he's cursed and he will end up killing his father and marrying his mother. So, the king and queen are like, oh no, this can't happen. So, they send him, they give him to a servant and tell the servant to go take him up and put him on this mountain and leave him to die so that the curse cannot come true. And they tie his ankles up. Well, the servant just can't do it because, you know, he has a heart. And so he gives it to another servant from Corinth. Corinth takes the baby and gives it to the king and queen of Corinth. And Oedipus is raised as their son, and he thinks that he is their son and they are his parents. Well, they're at some party somewhere, and Oedipus hears that he is cursed, and he's said to have to go and marry his mother after killing his father. And so he does not think this can be true. So he sets out to go to the Oracle of Delphi. And when he gets there, he finds out that this is true. And he's like, well, I have to get away from Corinth because I'm not going to do that. So he sets off to go to Thebes, which is where his real mother and father live. But, of course, he doesn't know that because he thinks the king and queen of Corinth are his parents. So he sets off, and along the way, he runs into this little caravan of people, and he ends up killing one of them, but he doesn't know who that is. So he goes on, and he gets into Thebes, and they have this riddle. Well, nobody can crack it, and the reward for the person who cracks this riddle is to marry the queen, whose husband has recently died. Well, Oedipus cracks the riddle and ends up marrying the queen. So the play starts several years after Oedipus has married the queen of Thebes, and her name is Jocasta. So it picks up, and Oedipus, who is now the king of Thebes, is addressing his people. And he's telling them, you know, why are y'all just sitting around? We're under this huge curse, and we are suffering, and we need to figure out why. Obviously, the gods are displeased, and we need to know why. So, they go on, and they figure out why. It is because there has not been justice served to the person who murdered their king. And so, the gods are angry because there has been no justice brought to this man. And so Oedipus says, you know, we are going to find who this is, and they will be banished from the kingdom. Well, we as an audience know that he is the person who killed the king. I mean, he killed the king of Thebes before him, which is really his father. But he doesn't know this the whole time, and so obviously he doesn't have the knowledge of this, so he's saying, you know, when we find this guy, he's going to be banished, not knowing that that's going to be himself. So Oedipus sets out to go find who the murderer is, and he hears about this blind prophet who knows everything, and so he goes to him, and this prophet's name is Tiresias. So he goes and he's talking to him. And he's like, I need you to tell me, you know, who the murderer is. And Tiresias is like, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think you want to know. So I don't think so. Oedipus is like, just tell me what I want to know. Just tell me who killed the king of Thebes and why our land is so cursed. And then Tiresias tells him, you know, you are the pollution of the land. You're the reason it's cursed. You killed the king of Thebes. And Oedipus is like, no way, you're crazy, dude. I did not kill the king of Thebes. And Tiresias, and to quote him exactly, this is line 467 of the play. He says, you have your eyes, but you see not where you are in sin, nor where you live, nor whom you live with. And so this gets into our part about knowledge. I mean, he says, you have eyes, but you see not where you are in sin. Because Oedipus, he knows there has been a wrong done. He knows that. But he goes to this prophet who he believes knows everything. And the prophet tells him it is him, but he is still not willing to accept the truth. So the question is, when we're searching for knowledge, do we really want true knowledge, or are we just wanting to hear the things we think should be happening or we expect to happen? Because Oedipus, I mean, he is definitely not expecting to be the reason why Thebes is cursed, and he definitely does not know that he killed the king of Thebes or that that is his father. And so Tiresias is basically telling him, like, hey, you have eyes, but you're not aware of anything going on around you. You don't know that where you're living is your true home, and you don't know that the woman you think is your wife is really your mother. So I am telling you the truth, but it is up to you to open your eyes and really see that you do not know the truth. You've been living a lie. And so that is kind of where we are with the whole knowledge segment based on this quote. So Oedipus goes back to Thebes after talking to Tiresias, and he starts questioning Jocasta about the day the king was murdered. And everything she's saying kind of lines up with the day that he killed that man on the road. And so Oedipus is like, Jocasta, is there anybody living from that day that saw what happened? And she's like, yes, there's a herdsman now that came back and asked me to make him a herdsman. And Oedipus is like, well, can you take me to him? I need to ask him some questions. And Jocasta's like, yes, yes. So they go to the herdsman, and Oedipus asks him to tell him everything of the day. And the herdsman, I'm gonna quote this from line 12. Starting at line 1278. And the herdsman is telling him, he's like, I will tell you, but I'm just going to tell you I'm very scared. And then Oedipus says, and I'm quoting, and I am frightful of hearing, but I must hear. So Oedipus is finally about to acknowledge the truth that he already knows is the truth, but he's just been scared to admit it the whole time. But now he has prepared himself, and he is going to accept it.
He says, but I must hear. He doesn't want to, but finally he is opening up his ears to really accept what he knows is truth and knowledge, but he just has been denying this whole time. And so that's where we really get into, we have to, with the knowledge, we have to come to a place with ourselves where we know what is true and we know the truth in the knowledge, but for us to really gain something from it, we have to accept it. We have to accept the knowledge, even if it's scary or we don't think it's right. We do know it is truth, and we have to come to a place with ourselves and say, I must hear this. And so that's where Oedipus is. And of course the herdsman tells him, you know, that was your father, and she's your mother and your wife. And Oedipus, I mean, this just breaks him. I mean, it's heartbreaking news. And it also breaks Jocasta. So Jocasta ends up killing herself, and Oedipus also, well, he doesn't kill himself, he stabs himself in the eye, but you know, that's for another day. And ends up going out banished, as he said the person who murdered the king would at the beginning. So yeah, that's my little spill on knowledge. Hope this helped you out with understanding how sometimes we don't want to accept what is true and what we know is true, but the point where we actually gain things from knowledge is when we tell ourselves that we know it's true and we just have to accept it so that we can gain things through it. Hey guys, thanks for listening to my podcast today. I really hope this helped you out. So please subscribe to the Random Knowledge Sesh and just keep tuning in to the upcoming episodes. Thank you. Rachel is out.